Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So the NFLPA survey comes out. You guys remember this last year where Washington looked bad? Well, surprise, surprise, they are last again, Washington is. So there have been some improvements year over year, though. Okay, ownership, better. They're 18th in that regard. So if let me back up, if you guys don't remember this thing. This was the NFLPA conducts an anonymous survey, hopefully without retribution, so nobody can be punished, you know, no names attributed to it, so players can speak honestly, asked to rate the team organization on a number of categories, right? I think there's like 10 or 11 different categories. And Washington is down at the bottom in nearly every category. Go through it for you super quick here. Treatment of families, that's an F minus. They were 31st on this list. Food / cafeteria, D plus. Nutritionist, dietitian. This was something, by the way, I don't know if you remember this, but I think Jason Wright and company, I think they talked about this. They were going to try to improve in that area. So have somebody that was actually active there to help you. It's a controllable thing. So do I want, you know, protein at 2 or protein at 2:45 or 3 o'clock before I lift, after, whatever. They got somebody there now that's helping, which is an improvement. Locker room, F minus. Training room, F minus. Training staff, F. Weight room, C. Strength coaches, A. They scored very well there. They were 5th overall in that category. Team travel, F, 31st. Head coach, C, 31st. That was Ron Rivera, I guess, is who they were rating there. Kind of rated him lower. Anyway, ownership, B, which was 18th. So this is, you know, easily a chance, if you feel like it, just to bash Washington, because this is a scoreboard from this past year. And there wasn't much, in my opinion, that this new ownership group could have done to really help some of these scores. A few of them were helped. Again, ownership is one. They've affected the head coach. That's another one that now it took them a while to do that, but they did it. Strength coaches have always been positive. The nutritionist dietitian improving is a big one. That ownership group can control that. I think the food / cafeteria is something that could improve pretty readily, but I don't know if they could have done everything about it this year in terms of contracts and some of the space issues that they've got there in Ashburn. But you'll notice the only other category that is about treatment or about like how interactions is treatment of families. I'll come back to that one in a second. That's where Washington scored very poorly. They were 31st on that list. The other stuff is all facility. Locker room, facility. Training room, facility. Training staff. I guess that's controllable, right? That's a little less facility. That's more personnel. Weight room, that's a facility thing. Those are the categories that Washington scored very poorly in. That's the stuff that has to change. That's the stuff that this organization is hampered by when it comes to performance, when it comes to cutting edge, when it comes to trying to compete against the other 31 teams that are spending on those items. And I know there's a section of our fan base that's old school smash mouth. Let's have full pad practices in December. You know, I want canines and dinosaurs and that dog in him and let's bark and hit each other Oklahoma drill. I understand all that. You want toughness. My point is there's science that goes into it now. There's a reason every major league pitcher, if you turn on spring training games right now, is throwing 98 miles an hour. They scienced the hell out of it. It's not just, that guy's got a great arm on him. One day he'll throw real hard. It's now little snots that 10 years ago, 20 years ago would throw 86 are now throwing 99 because they built themselves in labs. They figured out how to master and go above what the normal human experience would be. We would have just said, well, old Walter Johnson really slings that pill. Watch him throw. Now we build Walter Johnsons routinely. There's science here. They can't compete with a crappy locker room, training room, and a weight room. They can't on the same level. You got to do more just to be the same as everybody else. They are behind the eight ball there. There's not much that this ownership group can really do or could have really done this past year to fix most of this stuff. They improved in a lot of areas. I think the next controllable step would probably be expanding cafeteria, hopefully, you know, better, more nutritious food, et cetera. The other one, treatment of families, is an area where I think this ownership group could really step up here and understand that this is a temporary situation dealing with FedEx Field and you know, some of the awkwardness of having it be so far away from where they train and a number of things. I think that's controllable. I think they'll step up this year. I imagine when this ranking comes out next year in, you know, early March, end of February, Washington will score a lot better than they did this year. But here's my question, and we don't have time to do this now, but I want to kind of come back to this maybe later on in the program, guys. You'll notice there's no venom in my voice about the ownership group and these numbers. These, to me, are Dan's numbers. These are Dan's grades, Ron's grades, okay? When am I not going to be able to say that? When does this part of the honeymoon end for the Harris ownership group? I'm not there yet. I don't mean to imply that I am. But at a certain point, we're going to look at our watch and go, all right, guys, it's time. I need you not to be dead last on this list. Even though, by the way, the 31st team here is Kansas City, and they win Super Bowls all the time. It must be fun for them. Must be neat. So it's not necessarily a guarantor of success, but they've got Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid. So if, you know, I would trade Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid for nice facilities. I'll tell you that right now. But you can't, they only make a small number of those guys. So the things you can control have to improve. When are we going to be able to say, all right, enough, we can't blame Dan Snyder anymore. We can't blame the old regime that never spent on this kind of stuff because it was unsexy. They spent on eye candy. They'll go get you Albert Haynesworth. They'll go get you Jeremiah Trotter. They'll go get you, Carson Wentz. They'll go get you Donovan McNabb. They'll go get you high-priced Harry. But they won't spend on this stuff. They won't spend on these behind-the-scenes hidden things where you make people feel like they're being treated well. They wouldn't do that. When does that improve? And when should we expect it to be improved dramatically in some of these rankings? Something I want to noodle later on in the program. Maybe in the 4 o'clock hour, we can touch on some of that.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.